What's going on, guys? Here we are back at this undisclosed location. I'm here with my friend Colton. Say what's up to everybody, Colton.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah, he only exclusively speaks Spanish now. Now that he married somebody who speaks Spanish, he only speaks Spanish now every day.
See, sí.
There you go. That's it. That's pretty much the extent of his Spanish. I don't know. Do you know more Spanish than that?
See, sí.
Show us. Show all of us.
¿Qué onda?
Sayonara. Yeah, Pops always said I'll be a rock star. Chilling with the strap, check the stats, you know who we are.
Understand. So, Colton, how's your day been?
It was good. You know, we're here Sunday. Been recording.
Yeah.
Watching football.
Yeah. Fantasy football started. I've never played fantasy football before until this season. And I think I joined the league this past Thursday is when I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday when I joined. And then the draft was on Thursday. And I missed it because I forgot about it. And like, here I am. I don't even know nothing about sports at all. I don't know nobody. I keep asking my dad and Colton about the people because I don't know nothing. My dad is like in three different leagues right now. Crazy, right? How many leagues are you in?
I'm in four this year.
Okay, so I thought my dad was crazy for three. You're in four?
Yeah.
You're in four leages.
Yeah, I'm a GM, bro.
You're what I do. What does it mean, a GM? A general manager?
Manager of my teams.
Of all four teams?
Yeah. Damn. Hired and interviewed by myself.
What are you going to do with four teams?
Manage them.
That's a lot of things to manage. What are you, like, how does that even work? Do you have, like, four different screens that you're watching at one time while you're, like, you're watching each one of your teams?
No, you just scroll through there. Hey, ooh. You know, I got some players. I got one player.
Yeah.
That I got in all four of my leagues.
Oh, so you got the same player in all four leagues?
Not all the same players.
No, I'm saying you got like one player that you have in.
Yeah, there's one player I have. He's in every one of my leagues.
Who is it?
Khalil Herbert.
What does he play?
I don't know.
You don't know his position?
No, he plays running back for the Chicago Bears.
Is he cold or something?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That's crazy. I don't know nothing about sports.
I think he's pretty good.
This is now a fantasy football podcast now, so we're going to talk about fantasy football the entire time. Is that cool with y'all?
All right, start and sit him this week. I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, we don't really know what to talk about this week, so we're going to kind of just go off the dome about what we're going to talk about and see kind of how that flies, see if that's, like, something that y'all like or maybe don't like. Let us know down in the comments of whatever I post this on. I think on Spotify there's like a thing where you could talk, like you can answer questions and then like I can see them. I could post your answers too, which is really cool on the episode and everything like that. It's pretty cool. But yeah, anyways, so how's your week been? Let's just start off there. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's been good. Work, you know, no more 100 degree heat.
Thank
it's
God.
It's all gone. So
thank the Lord.
But I also found out I'm having a daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I forgot the big news.
It's been a minute.
Colton's having a daughter. How do you feel about
having a daughter? I feel good, you know.
You feel good?
Most of my friends are girl dads, so I've walked into the club, you know, of girl dads, and waiting on my little daddy's girl to come out.
I think they all have girls, right? I'm the only one with a boy. Huh? Dang. That's crazy.
It's going to be a fun journey. Me and my wife were excited.
I wonder how it is. I wonder the difference of like raising a girl and a boy. Because my son's crazy, huh?
I don't know.
Because I never had sisters either. Like I don't know nothing about girls. Like as far as like them growing up and everything like that. So I was kind of glad I had a boy because I don't know nothing else. Like I don't have a sister. I don't have like nothing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So then you had the gender reveal. I didn't go. I watched it on the video though. I watched you miss the baseball like four or five times.
Me too.
They had a gender reveal, and Colton had to hit a baseball for it to like explode until that's how like the color, whatever color it was. This dude missed it like how many times?
I only missed it three times.
No, it was like four or five.
It was three.
It was three?
Yeah, we're just gonna say
that's three too many. One too many.
Yeah.
What kind of food you had there?
Man, we had some really good quesadillas made by my mother-in-law.
Oh my God, I wish I went.
They were so good.
I had to work.
So good. Quesadillas.
I'm upset.
Some rice.
I'm very upset. Quesadillas and rice, bro. And beans, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. the heck, bro? Are you glad that you got married to a Latina?
Yeah.
Why, you eat good, good all the food. Time?
I eat good every day.
I eat good every day.
Shout out
day.
To my wife. She cooks the best. Like, she'll text me something, I don't even know how to say it. But I'm like, okay, sounds good. Not even joking. And the holidays are coming up, so this is the best time of the year.
I always knew Colton was going to be with a Mexican woman.
And pambazos.
I always knew Colton was going to be with a Mexican woman since I've known him, because he just likes to eat. And he was always hanging around with Mexicans. I don't think... Did you ever have any white friends at all?
There's a couple of them.
I don't feel like I've ever seen you, except like with your brother and sister. Like, yep. Well, where were you from again?
From Grand Prairie, homie.
No, you're not from Grand Prairie. You moved to Grand Prairie.
Yeah, like in seventh grade.
Yeah, so where were you from? I forgot.
We moved around a lot. So oh. We were just like...
Where was the last place you were before you moved to Grand Prairie? This is like origin story. Colton origin story. Waxahachie.
In like the fifth and sixth grade. And then we moved to Grand Prairie in sixth grade. I'm not sure. I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
I think you did move in sixth grade.
It was sixth grade?
Yeah, because I was in eighth grade. No, it was seventh grade. Seventh grade. I was a freshman.
You were a freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you moved here when you were in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that's, I mean, y'all kind of already know the story. If y'all go back and listen to early episodes, we kind of talk about how we met and everything like that. So then you were from Waxahachie, right?
Well, like, we were in Waxahachie for a little bit.
So where were you, like, from, born and, like, raised, like, the first couple years of your life?
I was born in Dallas on Grand Prairie.
Oh, so you just moved around.
And then we moved to Whitesboro, Texas, and like it's up there by Sherman in like Oklahoma area. It's like almost on the border of Texas, Oklahoma. And it's like we were up there because my great grandparents adopted me and my brother.
So are you still adopted by them?
I mean, they're passed away, so.
But like legally?
Legally, yeah. They were our foster parents.
Okay.
Legally. Well, yeah, but grew up there. Grew up there for like 4 years, 5 years. Mom got married. We moved around a lot up until about sixth, seventh grade. Then we just kind of stayed in
Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie.
Yeah,
for a long time.
Then they had the house across the street from me, and
my grandpa lived there since the '70s, I think.
That's crazy. I didn't know. I never knew your grandpa. Yeah. But then again, I was a kid, so like, I never like knew. I don't really know any of my neighbors, to be real with you. And then, what's it called? Then you moved to the other house when you were in high school.
Yeah, because my grandpa sold the house and moved up north.
Is it to where?
Where his parents lived, where we were. He still has that house. The house is
old.
It's been up there for a minute.
It's old.
It's been a ride, you know?
Yeah. So I was at the Rangers game the other day.
Oh, yeah, I did go to the Rangers game yesterday. We won. Finally.
He said, finally?
Yeah.
Are they doing bad?
You know when you do really good at the beginning? Like, at the start of a race, you sprint. And you sprint until you can't sprint no more.
Are you about to start preaching? Top.
The Rangers are at the point in their seasons to where they stopped sprinting because they sprinted at the beginning. They didn't take it slow. They came off firing at all cylinders. First place all the way up to, like, last week.
For real?
And then we're like, in third place now.
Dang. I remember there was one. I don't remember what season it was when the Rangers were, like, cold. I forgot.
2011, bro.
That's when it was? Yeah. I know.
I could reminisce that. Nostalgia.
Colton's a sports writer now. Who did you write for?
I write for the Prospect Times.
The Prospect, yeah. This dude's moving up. This dude went from playing football for Jackson to now writing for the Prospect Times.
Yeah.
Where can you find that at so the people know?
It'll be in the link in the bio.
You want me to put... I can actually put a link
in the bio. Yeah, you can put it in there and go read my articles that I post.
How many articles have you posted so far?
Four.
You done four? Mm. I thought you only did one.
Three. Might be three.
So you done two more after the ones that you sent us. How many more are you going to do?
I'm going to keep going. Like, until I get that call, hey, we're going to pay you $100K to come write for us.
So like, how did they get into contact with you? I never asked you that.
Bro, that's a weird story. So basically, of all these dudes on Twitter, and they put out on Twitter, they were like, hey, you know, we're looking for someone who can, you know, knows about Rangers and all this stuff and wants to.
Bro, so you applied?
No, I didn't even apply. And so they were like, DM us for if you want information. I was like, hey guys, I'm, you know, interested in all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They sent me back a message like 2 days later. Like, all right, let me get your email. I want to, my manager or the director is going to email you and all this stuff. So the director emailed me and was like, hey, you know, how you doing? My name is blah, blah, blah. I heard you wanted to write for us. You know, this is a non-paid, all this stuff. So it's non-paid right now, but he says it can lead to all type of opportunities.
I mean, it's good for like a resume one day, like, or like.
Yeah, so like I can apply for field passes at the Ranger games and I can get on the field and interview the players.
Dude, why, have you done that yet?
No.
Bro, why not?
I have that time, bro.
Dude, come on,
that's
bro.
Crazy though, right?
You have to do that.
Well, I can like, so I don't interview the players one-on-one. I can be in the press conference.
In the press conference?
Like when the manager speaks and when the players are like, they're asking questions, I can be in there.
Yeah.
In the clubhouse asking questions and stuff like that.
Why don't you do that?
I haven't got a chance to.
Dude, you have to.
I think you have to be, you have to have 6 articles written before you can do anything like that anyway.
Okay.
But at the same time, I've gotten good reviews on my articles. But
I'm gonna go leave a review. I'm gonna give you like 5
stars. There is a so basically he emailed me back and he was like, I need a rough draft. We're in a rough draft. He goes, wow. He was like, just send me a little something about, you know, something. And I still have the rough draft.
You still have the rough draft?
Yeah, I still have the rough draft.
That's awesome, bro. You wrote it on your phone or what?
Yeah,
You write everything on your phone, right? Because you don't have a laptop.
I wrote it on my phone that emailed them to it.
That's crazy.
So this is my. So I'm handing Raymond.
I'm gonna read it.
If you want to read it out.
Yeah, it's not that long. It says, are the Texas Rangers contenders yet?
This was at the beginning of the season.
Okay, yeah.
So
because they're not contenders no more, is what you're saying?
Well, this was at the beginning of the season. So it's like, are they contenders yet? And it's gonna talk about just go ahead and read through it.
So I can read. I'm not saying I can't read, but I'm not really good at reading.
You want me to read it too? You wanna read it?
Yeah, because you probably know their names. I don't know their names. I don't know nothing.
Okay. So it says, are the Texas Rangers contenders yet? So starts off, after back-to-back World Series appearances in 2010 and 11 and 4 straight 90-plus win seasons in 2010 to 2013, are the Rangers back on top. This past offseason was a successful one in the addition of Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. Of last offseason, Chris Young, the GM, made it clear that on paper he is ready to win now, bringing in manager Bruce Bochy, 3-time World Series champion, and splash signings of Nathan Eovaldi, Andrew Heaney, and Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom. This team appears on paper that they can win big and possibly make it to October baseball fans have been waiting for. With the season underway, can we see the Texas Rangers dominate and run the American League? That's what I sent to them.
Dang.
He sent me back like, dang, that was a lot. Like, we didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But he was like, here's your login and all this stuff.
Wow.
You write, just post it on there. And
so, like, how do you get, like, jobs, quote unquote, like whenever like you got to write your next article, like
so every month they want me to write every month.
They want you to write every month. Have you written this month?
This month is I'm underway on it just because with you know the baby and all that stuff, it's been kind of tough. But see if I can log in real quick.
You should, bro. You should keep up with that.
If I logged in.
Yeah.
This is where I am. So I'm showing Raymond right now everything. Yeah. So. Let's say everybody's written. I can go see mine.
Bro, would having a laptop make that easy for you?
Yeah, it would.
Dang.
It'll make it right. So right now I don't have a laptop, but
if anybody wants to bless Colton with a laptop, even if it's like a 2012 laptop for $50, let Colton know, DM him right now.
Yeah, so I'll just go right here, add my title, and then type out my thing.
Yeah.
And when I publish it.
Uh-huh.
I can go to,
and they like, do they review it before they put it on their stuff, or does it go
gets,
straight to it?
It gets read,
okay,
but it kind of gets posted on.
Yeah,
so I can go to the website.
Bro, save the links to your articles and keep them in a file.
And so, like on the front page, my stuff was on the front page for 3 weeks.
Dude, what the heck, bro?
It was the most read. Awesome. It was a top read article.
Of
August, I think it was the top read article on there. And
do you know how many visitors the site gets?
I'm not sure.
I think you could look that up. There's like a website that could tell you. It tells you every site. It could, like you look up any site and it tells you how many visitors.
So you can look at like comments and stuff like that. Let me see if I can.
Oh, people comment on your articles?
Yeah.
What?
People can comment. Man. People can. I mean, you can go on there and write like excellent article. Like people.
I'm gonna put. We're gonna put a link to Colton's article somewhere somehow. I don't know how. Probably like a Instagram post or something like that.
I don't even know how to reach to my like to where all my where I wrote all my stuff.
Oh, it's not there no more?
Oh, it's there. I don't know how to get to it.
Oh, you don't know how to get to it. I figured it out. That's dope though. What are they called? The Prospect Times?
Yeah.
Prospect Times. That's dope, bro. So like you kind of just write your article and then whenever you want, and then they post it whenever they want or what?
Yeah. Oh no, it posts right when I'm done.
Wow, that's crazy. They don't do like no review of it? I mean, they have to, right? Because you could write.
Pretty sure, yeah.
You could write something crazy.
This is my first article.
Okay, there it is. Well, the Texas Rangers
by Colton Cannon.
Stars April. Shine bright this weekend, April 13th, 2023.
This is my third article I wrote.
Oh, this is your third one.
So it says, "Will the Texas stars shine bright?" Because get it.
Yeah.
Deep in the heart of the stars at night shine bright.
Yeah.
And so this is when we played Houston. I wrote all that.
So the last article you wrote for them was in April?
No, this was the...
your first one.
Like, this was, like, the one that was on the front page.
Oh, that's the one that was on the front page.
Yeah, I had a lot of shares, too. 32 shares.
Dude, let's go.
And so...
Bro, you need to write for them today. Today.
I need to finish
my... What kind of sports... Do you just do baseball?
Yeah, it's for the Texas Rangers. Exclusively. It's exclusively Texas Rangers.
Talking. Oh, okay. So then you can only write about them.
Well, I can go into like their farm where they're minor leagues and talk about like their prospects and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I know a lot about their prospects, and it's just a lot. Like, it's a lot of research. I'm not saying I can't do it, but it really is a lot of research. A lot of, you know, maintaining the attributes of each individual character.
Yeah.
Like of their own player. So,
bro, you need to keep doing that, dude. That's awesome. Because not a lot of people get an opportunity like that. Like, yeah, like, it may be unpaid or whatever like that, or it might be like...
It's unpaid, yeah. But it's going to look good on my resume. And
Yeah, because you could always move up. It's like the little victories, like the little steps to something bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always going to start off small, what you do. Like, you're not going to just start at the very top of, the, like, whatever, like, you do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to start you got to start somewhere. Step one, and this is your step one, bro. And I feel like you need to keep doing it because that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm excited because once I get this, like, I'm working on getting a laptop so I can type everything out and have everything into a really fine, like, layout because on my phone, it's like typing on my phone is kind of like, oh, I can't go back and edit this. I got to go back. And it's like weird, you know, but on a laptop, it's more open. But right now I'm working on all that, but we're getting more and more and more. But I'm gonna see about the field passes and stuff. I know I'm gonna start vlogging a lot of stuff. And,
vlogging too?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Okay.
That's me and awesome, your brother, bro. Actually. We're gonna probably start doing stuff.
Yeah, I know that he keeps asking me for the batteries and the cameras and everything like that, which I need to get from Aaron today, honestly. But that's awesome, bro. Dang, I didn't know that. Yep. That's cool. Doing your thing. Like I said, like people start, you gotta start somewhere all the time, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of the times we get upset whenever we have to start at the bottom of things or like first steps. Like everybody wants to get towards the end already. They want to be at the top.
Nobody want to work. And nobody want to work for the meal. They just want to be given it, you know?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like they just want to be given stuff. Like people, like you can't be, you're not just going to be given stuff, right? Like, I mean, even the Bible says that like if you're faithful, you got to be faithful in the least first.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like,
and also says in the Bible, man who doesn't work doesn't eat.
Yeah. So if you're not eating and you wonder why you're hungry, it's probably because you're not working. No, I'm just kidding. Go to work. That's funny. But yeah, that's awesome, bro. Because like, I don't know. I was thinking the other day, right, about like the podcast and everything like that. And I was thinking about like what we could talk about, even though like we haven't really got a topic even right now, but it's all good. But I was thinking about like how each one of us is like called to create, you know what I'm saying? Like, I personally feel like, I don't know if this is biblical or nothing like that, but I feel personally that we're all called to create something, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I feel like that was because, you know how like the Bible says, like we're made in God's image. So God's the creator, right? So if we're made in God's image, God was creative. So I feel like as people who are created by God, we're meant to be creative too, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like finding your thing that you could be creative in is always like the best thing for you. I feel like that's almost a therapy in itself, you know what I'm saying? Like a way for you to release like whatever it is that you have and like to share with the world too. I remember there was one time I was watching this interview. Well, I don't even know if I watched the interview. It's probably like a clip of like J. Cole. He was talking about how I think like copyright things or something like that, like how people are like really like, oh, you can't make that because of blah, blah, blah. Like you can't sample this, you can't sample that because I created it. And he was like, if he was you were inspired by the world, let the world be inspired by you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's like crazy because it's like, it's true. Like, I wouldn't say that people don't come up with original ideas, but a lot of the times, like the ideas that people come up with are reused ideas. They take it and they turn it into something and they give it out and they make it theirs. You know what I'm saying? Because like nowadays, there's not a lot of original ideas. You know what I mean? Like, we've been around for so long that there's kind of no original ideas no more because we've already came up with everything. So like, I don't, like me personally, like I feel like we're meant to create something. And I feel like once you find that thing, like I feel like you feel more fulfilled. Like me, like for example, like I kind of just do a lot of things. I remember people would ask me like at my job, like, oh, what do you do? Like as far as like the music thing, because like now they all find out that I do music. It was kind of funny. And I do a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Like I do music. I mean, I did photos for a little bit. I did this podcast for a little bit. And now I got a new thing coming up too that I'm trying to do. And that's like the one that I feel like is going to be my thing. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this is going to be it. Like this is it. And the reason why I feel like that's because I feel like the people who are in that sphere, they're not really doing it like for the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And there are some brands, like, I mean, I might as well just talk about it right now and put it out there. I was kind of keeping it secret for like, because I've been working on it for about a month already. But it's a clothing brand, right? So that's kind of the idea, is a clothing brand. And the idea is that I want to make a clothing brand, like a Christian clothing brand, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like nowadays, like we all kind of wear clothes by people who are like secular clothes, right? Which isn't bad, like it's not wrong, but like I feel like we don't have a thing that's ours. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't have a thing that's for us. You know what I mean? Because like for a while, like we didn't have certain music that was ours. You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't have all kinds of things. You know what I mean? Like we didn't have rap music that was ours. We didn't have places that were ours, you know, and like I feel like now we don't have big clothing brands that are ours, you know what I'm saying? Like not like big brands like, you know, like Nike. I mean, other clothing brands like Undefeated, I know them, like Bape and all that stuff, you know, all Off-White and everything like that. Like those are all like secular brands, which is not, I'm not saying you're wrong if you wear them, you're not wrong if you wear them, but we don't have like this is for God, like this is for Christ kind of thing. And like that's kind of what I want to bring to the table. So I mean, I've been working on it. It's probably gonna be a while before it even comes out. Like this is kind of like early access. Like if you listen to the podcast, you kind of like know about it, and maybe if you listen to the podcast, you might even get early access the day it drops. So be on the lookout for
and
that.
10% off.
Yeah, early access. Yeah, you probably get 10% off because like
I'm getting 100% off. So
oh, I need brand ambassadors. I need brand ambassadors anyways. Yeah. So like, no, I mean, yeah, the podcast is gonna
roll mullet. Fire.
The podcast is going to be basically a branch from that. Because this is,
they see a dude wearing a mullet wearing that stuff, they're going to be like, I want it.
Yeah, because this is like a launch, like this brand thing is going to be a launch point for everything else that I do and everything else that we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as like, this is like, yeah, it might be a way for me to make a living too, because like, you know, I want to make a living doing certain things, but also too, it's going to be a funnel into other things. It's going to be a funnel to other ministries. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a funnel for this. I was talking to Melody about it, and like I was telling her how like every drop that I do, I want to give 10%. Like I want to tie 10% of that, like the whole thing, like out of like whatever profit it is, I want to tie 10% of that to whatever church that I feel like I want to tie to that month, because I don't really have a home church yet. And then like I also want to donate a part of it to a certain charity. And not only that, but I also want to use that money too to even fund like mission trips. I'm like literally that's going to be the launch point for so many other things. And like it goes back to like the little victories, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, like you got to start small. And these are our small steps. Like for you, that Prospect Times thing, that's your small step. Then everybody's going to have small steps. Because bro, like if you keep that up, bro, you could be writing for like ESPN one day.
Yeah.
And that'd be awesome, bro. Imagine, bro, like you wake up when you want. And you wake up, you get on your laptop, because by then you're going to have a nice laptop. You probably have like the best one that's out at that day, that year, like whatever year it is. You're going to have the Mac Pro, whatever year it is, 2020, whatever.
Oh, like an 80-inch Mac Pro.
Yeah.
Carrying and like, it around.
Yeah, you, honestly, you might even have an office. You don't even know. And then you're going to be writing for ESPN. You wake up, send it in, you're done for the whole month.
Must be nice.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I feel like we don't have things that are ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because going back to that, like a lot of clothing brands, you know, like they kind of do their own thing and whatever. And, you know, when it comes to Christian clothing, it's like real cheesy. You know what I mean? Like it's really cheesy things. Like mm-hmm. I remember I was looking up things that like were like real cheesy. Like there was one, it was like the Heinz ketchup bottle and it was like ketchup to Jesus. And I was like, bro, what is this crusty stuff? And you could tell that it was just made by somebody who like doesn't.
Like the taco one, want to talk about Jesus.
Yeah, like you could tell that it's not made by someone who knows. Like this generation of people. Well,
I bet you a million people got that shirt out there.
Nah, honestly, they probably did sell. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie. But like, I feel like they don't know the people of today. They don't know the generation today. You know what I mean? Like what they want to wear, what they want to portray as. Because like, in a way, our clothing is an extension of ourselves. You know what I mean? So however we dress is how we portray ourselves, and that's how we express ourselves. You know what I mean? So I want to be able to give an avenue for people to who, you know, are Christians, who believe in God and everything like that, to express themselves in the way that they wear clothes, but also to look good while they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like to not look corny while they do it. So
that's what a lot of people get away. They try to go into whether it's a, you know, music, you know, mm-hmm. clothing, podcast, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the beginning, you know, they're doing it for like this purpose of their self, and and they're doing it for this purpose of like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, experience other, you know, other parts of life and all this stuff, and I'm trying to do this and this, and then they already have their goals, and you got some people who are going in like, I'm gonna do this for you know, like someone like Kanye who came into the music industry for as in a Christian mindset, who said he wanted to just, you know, tell people about Jesus, and then it just changed.
Yeah.
Because he let his success change his identity.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's hard, where you're talking about doing stuff to glorify God. It's your success. A lot of these people's success gets in front of their identity, and their identity changes who they are.
Yeah.
And then it's a whole, you're back to square one. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, if someone were to ask you, who are you, you know, like, I'm Colton. Well, like, who are you? Like, what do you do? Like,
yeah.
Who are you? Like, I drive forklifts. Like, okay, well, what if you got fired? Well, who are you?
Yeah.
You know, it goes down. And I remember I saw this clip and it was like, kept going down and down. And he was like, if you take everything away, I mean, what are you? And he goes, well, I guess I'm a Christian. And he was like, well, what is a Christian? He was like, a follower of God.
Yeah.
You know, a follower of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of said, in the clip, the dude's talking, they're like in a dialogue, and he said, you see, all your priorities are mixed up. You see, you should have said, I'm a follower of God first.
Yep.
Because that should be your main priority, is following him, giving him everything, and then turning it down into just the blessings he's giving you, you know, into each tier, into like today. So we've been, me and my wife, I mean, you can start doing this. I mean, this is a thing me and my wife do to serve and honor our parents, is every month we'll send them money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be what it, you know, I don't matter how much, you know, I'm not going to exclusify how much we send to, but we send money to my parents and we send money to her parents, you know. And today we took Blaze to go get groomed.
Yeah.
And haircut, bath, all that stuff. You know, that's like $120.
I mean, yeah, that's a big dog. They got a big dog.
and we give them everything. We're trying to get, you know, bath, de-shedder, all that everything, stuff. You know, we give them everything. And, you know, we go to pick them up. We're getting ready to pay, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, oh, it's already prepaid. We're like, well, I didn't pay for anything. And she goes, my wife goes, I didn't pay for anything either. And I was just like, nah, I said, I mean, can you check? Because I don't want to, well, I'm not the one to just like.
Just take it.
Just take it and go. Yeah, you know, I want to be you know, like thoughtful for it, because it's like these people are getting paid for the, you know, the work they did, you know. Yeah. So, and then it's just like I'm just sitting there like, what the heck? Like, well, it's not free. I mean, I said it's not going to be free. It's already prepaid. It's already paid for. She said. She said on the notes it said it was prepaid, already paid for, set before appointment. And I was just like, okay. And she goes, yeah, y'all have a good day. And me and my wife were just kind of like, I mean, that's just, you know, God repaying us to what we've been doing. We've been sitting here honoring our parents by when they were raising us, you know, spending money on us, making sure we had everything we had. Now it's our turn to return the favor back into our, now that we're on our own, me and my wife, we're our own now. We're our own branch. We have our daughter on the way.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel like honoring not only God, but honoring your parents and stuff leads into
blessings
of your identity as well, because now it's just like one of those things to where it's like, dang, you know, like it feels good, you know, because you may not feel it now, because I remember I used to tithe and I used to be like, bro, I don't feel nothing. And then one day we get a bonus at work, we get a raise at work, we get this. I mean, it might be, I don't think it's, you know, coincidence. I think it's just, you know, a timing of what God wants it to be.
Yeah.
You know? You know, at my job, we were getting raises during COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just like one of those things where it's like, bro, like we're blessed to have this job and to be in at a company who, you know, takes care of you. You know, you may not like the job. Like, there's some days I go to my job, and I'm pretty sure people listening, there's a lot of people that go to their job like, oh, I hate this place, and I don't like being here. But at the end of the day, there's people who wake up and are looking and begging for jobs. And you're set in this job that you get blessed with. And, you know, sometimes I admit I'm ungrateful sometimes where I'm just like, oh, I hate this job. I want to quit, all this stuff. But then you just got to realize, like, no one's going to like their job, you know? No one's going to. It's a job, you know? You're there to work.
Mm-hmm.
Put it. You're there to give the company your time, and then they pay you for it. You know?
Yeah.
You're there to move, you know, do your job. Do whatever you're tasked to do and to get out. You know, they pay you for it. That's what a job is. Unless you're some out there making multi-$1 million, you know. But, yeah, a big thing with that, like, going into even this podcast, like, is just honoring, you know, honoring and serving. I feel like goes a long way to, like, open up your identity. Because if your identity closes in on you, it just, like, collapses.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it goes completely the wrong way. It's like what you're saying, there's a lot of, like, there's just not a lot of brands out there that go out there and go, yeah, we're here to glorify God. And a lot of our proceeds do this. Our proceeds go this, and this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, there's some companies. I know Hobby Lobby is a Christian-based company.
I didn't know that.
50% of their proceeds go to missions.
Wow.
And they're closed on Sundays and That's stuff awesome. Like that. And, you know, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is a big one. They're really... I heard Chick-fil-A, so my wife used to work at Chick-fil-A, and she told me the hiring process is, if you don't know what you want, like, you don't have steps for your future, they won't hire you.
Yeah.
Because they want you to know that you have goals, and you have these things set, you know, and I plan to graduate in 5 years, and I plan to have this in 2 months, and this and this. They want a layout, you know, they want to know what it is you want so that they can help you, because Chick-fil-A is Christian based.
Yeah.
And what I didn't know, what my wife also told me, because I told my wife, I was like, I want to buy Chick-fil-A one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a goal. And she goes, well, you got to work there. I was like, it's like, if I hand them $1 million, they're going to give me a Chick-fil-A. She goes, no. She said, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, to own a Chick-fil-A, you have to work in every spot in Chick-fil-A, bro. I'm dead serious.
That's crazy.
Look it up. You have to start off as a regular employee. Mm-hmm. You have to be a manager, cook, you know, clean, drive through. You have to be a GM, and then you can, after you've done all that, then you can own a Chick-fil-A. And I didn't know that because
that makes sense.
My pastor talked about a story. He told us a story. He was going through Chick-fil-A drive through, and some dude took his order, and he was like, how are you doing? You know, he goes, I'm good, you know, just working. He was like, you know, if I'd ask, what do you do? Like, do you plan on being here? You know, my pastor, Pastor Adam McCain at Hill City, he's very open and talking to people.
Yeah.
He just kind of asked him about his goals. He goes, well, you know, I just graduated from Stanford and all this stuff in business. And he looked at him and said, you just graduated from Stanford and you're working at Chick-fil-A? And he goes, yeah, in 6 years, I'm going to own this one. And my pastor said, he just looked at him and goes, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, to own a Chick-fil-A, you have to work at every position in Chick-fil-A before you can own one.
What the heck?
So this dude literally had graduated from one of the most prestigious schools.
That's an Ivy League.
In like up there. Yeah. And literally he's working at Chick-fil-A because he's gotta, like you said, you gotta start somewhere and move your way up. You can't just be handed something. And I think that's crazy. That's also a thing. I think, I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I think that's where Chick-fil-A gets it too, is you gotta start from somewhere. We're not gonna let you just buy it. You have to earn this. You have to go through our terms. Mm-hmm. Kind of like in Christianity, when you're following Jesus, you gotta go through his terms.
Yeah.
You can't just go, yeah, I believe in Jesus, and then you're gonna make it to heaven. Nah. You got all these steps to wake your way up, you know?
Yeah.
And so
I think what's cool about that too is that whenever they know that the people who own Chick-fil-A's, like they're vested into it. Like they're really about 100%.
They're not like, when they go home, they're still thinking about like, how can I better this company or how can I better my store? Yeah. There's no, oh, I'm finally off.
Yeah.
You know?
So, no, like they're like, what's cool, like, cause I know like it makes sense. Like somehow in my head it clicks because it's like, they know that at the end of the day, whenever someone buys a Chick-fil-A, like it's not like, cause you ever been to like a McDonald's, right? Or like, I'm not trying to like make fun of McDonald's or Jack in the Box and everything like that. But like, you can tell that like sometimes their workers, they don't care about their job. You could tell that they don't I wouldn't say owners, cause you don't really see owners of like that certain franchise there. But like, you could tell like the managers don't care. You could tell by how the workers don't care. And the way you could tell that they don't care is their attitude. And what's crazy is that like you can tell by even like how you, when you eat the food, it's like, dang, I could tell they didn't even care about this.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell they didn't put this together right. But Chick-fil-A has it on point every single time. I feel
like this is me. If I owned a restaurant,
yeah,
it's, you're paying me to feed you.
Yeah.
Since you're giving me your money to feed you, I'm going to make sure you have everything you need to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A is that.
Bro. Yeah. And
literally, it's customer satisfaction, bro. That's about owning a business, about doing all this stuff, whether it's, you know, being in a podcast, making music, making clothing, making, you know, even playing sports. You're there to satisfy someone else's, I guess, needs, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, like,
where you're there to complete something. Like, you're there to, like, fulfill something.
Yeah. So, like, me, when I watch baseball, I want everyone playing on the Texas Rangers to do good. And when you don't do good, I'm upset because guess what? I root for you and you're not doing any good.
Yeah. Dang.
Now, like, if you're making clothing, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
And if you come up with something that
the design's just trash, kinda
like, it looks like you have, you know, you have worked through it and just was like, I'm just going to throw something out there. I'm going to be mad because I'm like, bro, I pay for your clothing. I pay for tickets to go to Ranger games.
Yeah.
I pay for jerseys.
Yeah.
You know? I pay for these subscriptions to watch TV shows. Uh-huh. And if you're just putting out laziness, bro, I'm not gonna buy your product no more. If you're giving me food that looks like it's half put together, bro, I'm not gonna buy into it.
Mm.
And if you want to turn that into Christianity, a lot of people are out there. They're saying they're gonna follow Jesus, follow this. People aren't gonna buy into it because you're not doing it. You're not walking.
Dang,
you're not
bro.
Walking in a path on what people. I don't know where that came from, by the way. That just literally came.
Bro,
we
didn't have a topic when we pressed play. And
bro,
here we are.
We literally were just like, let's record. But anyway, bro, that's literally a point, bro. Like, people are like, yeah, I'm a Christian, all this stuff. But you out clubbing every weekend.
Dang.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sitting here saying, like, I'm perfect.
Yeah, me either.
I've gone to clubs before. I've done all that stuff. I've drank.
Yep.
You know, I'm not perfect. I'm a human.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like I've been put in check by friends before.
Hey, you're putting me in check right now. You don't even know.
Hey, why you dang. But it's like, hey, why are you doing that? You know, why do you want to do that? You know, stuff like that. And it's like these companies, like when you look at someone like Chick-fil-A, they're setting the standard, you know?
They're not even just setting the standard as far as like living for God, but the standard of for your business. That's why their business works.
They're trying to buy you in.
Yeah.
And I feel like...
And they don't even deal with people who don't care.
Bro, and here's the thing, bro. Christianity costs no money because Jesus already paid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. People are like, oh, I got to go and give money to the church. I got to go and talk. I got to wake up at this time. I got to wake up super early and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, but in the end game, what's going to be worth it? You at the club till 3 a.m.? Or being at church, listening to a word that you could possibly change your mindset and conception to life? And how you're living, like, in when reality hits, it could be in 10 years. It could have been 5 years ago. It could have been yesterday. It could be in 30 years.
Yeah.
But reality's going to hit.
Mm-hmm.
It hit me pretty early in life. I ain't going to lie. It hit me early in life.
Yeah.
Reality is, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't sit here and explain it because it's going to... It's going to humble you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to, and it might tear you down or it might build you up, depending on how you take it. And it's just one of those things where when you have your identity stripped because of success of what you intend to do and intend to be.
Yeah.
It's got to humble you, you know?
Yeah.
Like you gotta look at the road you're on and go, dang, this is where I started and look where I'm at. Like look at Kanye selling out stadiums and all this stuff, but at what cost, you know?
Yep.
Like there's a lot of artists out there who just I guess they intend to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian rapper. They buy in millions.
Yeah.
Then they go out and guess what? There's not enough. Fans here. I need more.
Yeah.
They're not satisfied with the blessings they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they chase and chase and chase and chase. And at the end of the day, they're chasing something that's not chasing them.
Dang.
And so when you're chasing something that's not chasing you, what is it doing? It's running from you.
Yep.
So you're going to be running forever because that thing's not going to you. It's running from you.
Yeah.
You're chasing it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because at the end of the day, Jesus is chasing you.
Mm.
Are you running from him?
Dang.
Or are you running to him? Just gotta open your mind, you know.
Dang.
Think about it.
Now, but it's true though, like what you said, like whenever you base your life on success and money and everything like that, like people who are successful and have money, they always say it's never enough. Like it's never enough. I remember, I don't know why I keep bringing up J. Cole, but don't go listen to music. I mean, you could. I mean, it's up to you. You're an adult. Whatever you want to do, but. He does have this song called Love Yours, and he basically, in the song, he's saying like how, like, it's never enough. He's like, you're not going to be satisfied with what you have until you learn to love what you have already. Like, he says there's always going to be more clothes, there's always going to be better cars, there's always going to be more, like, you know, people that who are going to look better than who you are with, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's always going to be more and more and more out there, but you're never going to be satisfied until you love what you have.
Mm.
And it's true, like how you were just saying, like you're always like you're chasing something. And if it's not chasing you, what is it doing? It's running from you. Like you said, that was fire, bro. That was awesome. That was amazing. But I mean, yeah. Is there any closing comments that you want to comment on, or do you have anything else for us, Pastor Colton?
Pastor Colton. I mean, just take hold of your identity and hold on to it. Don't let it get stripped from you.
Yeah.
Because once you let it get stripped from you. You detach it from your soul.
Yeah.
And then once you get detached from your soul, you're living in the devil's world now.
Yeah.
He has you where he needs you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah.
Dang. And also, too, I want to reiterate the little victories. Celebrate your little victories, man. Like, don't, like, just trust the process. Learn to start from the bottom. Learn to be okay with starting from the bottom. And just change your mindset about it. Like, that... Oh, I have to do this or I have to do this to get to here. It's like, no, I get to do this. I get to be able to wake up at this time and do this and build my dream and build the life that I want for myself. And, you know, just celebrate your little victories, you know what I'm saying? Because we all start somewhere. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. You can follow us on Instagram at @_innercirclepodcast. You can email us at theinnercirclepd@gmail.com. If you want to hear anything from us, you can DM us, follow us on everything. I think right now we don't have a Instagram. Should we make a Threads account?
I don't know. I can look into it.
Yeah, because we don't got nothing. All we have is Instagram. That's it.
Yeah.
We should probably start branching out more. But yeah, you can follow us. Like I said, email us. You got anything that you want us to talk about? I'm gonna post Colton's link to his article. I have an Instagram for the clothing brand too. I might share it. I don't know yet. I still kind of want to keep it under wraps. I'm only comfortable sharing it with y'all because y'all know y'all are family. Y'all been rocking with us for a year and a half already. So I'm comfortable sharing with y'all. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it's been real. It's been fun. But it ain't been real fun. So we out of here. Peace.
Sayonara. Yeah. Pops always said I'll be a rock star. Chilling with the strap. Check the stats. You know who we are. Understand it.